Investigators say they may have a big break in the Columbia shuttle accident investigation. Search crews in Hemphill, Texas, have found a data recorder from the shuttle, similar to the black box found on airplanes. If the recording has been preserved, that could provide new information to the engineers who have been struggling to reconstruct the final minutes of Columbia's flight. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Search crews had been told to be on the lookout for Columbia's data recorder since it would be one of the most important pieces of evidence from the February 1st accident. Yesterday, a search team found it in eastern Texas, says Laura Brown, spokesperson for the Columbia Accident Investigation Board.
The recorder was found fully intact on the ground, not in the water, which is good news, but there's possible heat damage, and we won't know until it's taken to the Johnson Space Center for analysis exactly what kind of data we might be likely to recover from it.
It's not built to be crash-proof like the black box from an airliner. These data recorders are turned on before the shuttle begins its descent through the atmosphere. It gathers all sorts of data, ranging from aerodynamics to temperature readings from throughout the spacecraft. The most critical of these readings were sent to Houston by radio telemetry during the reentry. NASA engineers have been trying to use that limited amount of data to reconstruct the cause of the accident, but Brown says much more information is recorded on board for later analysis.
This would give us much more complete information about where heating might have been taking place to enable us to more exactly identify what was happening.
Engineers have been making educated guesses about where a hole might have opened up in the shuttle's left wing. They then run computer programs to see whether super hot gas entering the shuttle from these possible locations could cause the kind of temperature readings they see. So far, engineers using this technique have not been able to construct a credible sequence of events, though they haven't given up. Brown says the job could be immensely easier if they had more information to work from.
Any additional data would help us at this point to understand more about what was happening in locations on the left wing in particular.
The tape plunged to Earth from an altitude of more than 200,000 feet. Much of the shuttle burned up during that fiery descent, but parts in relatively protected areas survived, including a video taken by the crew as they began their descent. The fact that so much of that tape survived is cause for optimism now, Brown says.
It's very, very promising. Obviously, we're very hopeful that all the data can be recovered.
NASA is assembling a team of investigators at the Johnson Space Center in Houston to examine the tape and extract what they can from it. Brown says they hope to have answers soon. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.